The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost, you have received. Without cost, you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts. No sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it, and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. I have one simple rule for being a happy, holy, and healthy priest. Never say no to food. I shamelessly beg for food from the pulpit, like I just did. And then I eagerly accept invitations for dinner at your homes. People often ask me, "Father, what is your favorite meal?" I always answer, "I have two favorite kinds of food, free food and food I didn't have to prepare." I look at food like manna from heaven. Just like God miraculously sent food from heaven for the Israelites as they wandered in the desert, so I trust that God will feed me. I have come to realize, though, that food is not all that I have received freely. Indeed, everything I have has been given to me at no cost. I did not pay for the house that I live in. You did. Someone gave me the car I drive as a gift. Even my clerical clothes are hand-me-downs from a priest friend of mine. My shoes are a gift from a Hispanic family. My body was given to me by my parents. My soul was infused into me by God. My talents and abilities are merely on loan. You know, St. Augustine said that the only thing we truly and completely own are our own sins. That's all we can take credit for. The secret to being a happy, healthy, and holy priest is free food, realizing everything comes from others and God. In the gospel today, Jesus is trying to teach this basic truth about free food to his first priests. He says, "Without cost, you have received. Without cost, you are to give." In other words, everything you have is a gift from God. Therefore, give all that you have freely, also as a gift to others. And then he goes on to clarify further. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals or a walking stick. Why? Well, because the people of God will give you new sandals for your feet, and they will give you a Toyota Avalon for a walking stick. The secret to being a happy, healthy, and holy disciple is free food. Seeing everything is given to you at no cost. A Protestant friend of mine once explained how he finally learned to tithe 10%. He said, "It was always hard for me to give away my hard-earned money. Then one day our pastor explained that everything we have really comes from God and belongs to God. He just lets us borrow it briefly. Once I realized that 100% of what I had belonged to God, then giving him 10% wasn't so hard." I thought, "Yeah, that's good, but Catholics will never buy that." St. Paul asks rhetorically, "What do you have that you have not received?" Take a little time today to think about your life. Think about your house, your body, your soul, your car, your shoes, your talents. Where did you get all that? It is all a gift at no cost to you. The only thing you can really take any credit for are your sins. Congratulations. You see, the secret to being happy and healthy and holy for anyone is free food. Praised be Jesus Christ.